Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. Anti-government protests continue across Iran as authorities escalate response. Several international airlines suspend or cancel flights to and from Iran. 53 Congolese refugees have died in Burundi amid cholera and malnutrition spread, says UN Refugee Agency. Australian bushfires raise homes, cut power to tens of thousands. Second Bailey Bridge opens in Sri Lanka as India steps up Sri Lanka recovery support under Operation Sagar Bandhu. And in badminton, India's two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu loses to China's Wang Zhiyi in semi-final match of Malaysia Open Super 1000 today. Iran has been gripped by increasingly large protests which entered its 14th day. The Iranian army said today that it will safeguard strategic infrastructure and public property as the government has stepped up efforts to quell the country's biggest protest in years. The Iranian military statement came after US President Donald Trump issued a new warning to Iran's leaders. Earlier, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said the Islamic Republic would not back down, accusing protesters of acting on behalf of foreign powers and blaming US President Donald Trump for the unrest. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The Iranian army says it will safeguard strategic infrastructure and public property and has urged citizens to thwart what it calls enemy's plots as authorities step up efforts to contain the country's biggest wave of protest in years. The statement follows new warnings from United States President Donald Trump and remarks by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who expressed support for the brave people of Iran. Protests continued across several cities despite internet shutdowns and cutting off international phone lines, with online videos showing demonstrators defying threats of a security crackdown. Protesters appear to be drawing encouragement from repeated statements of support by the U.S. administration and from Iran's exiled crown prince, who has called on people to overwhelm security forces and seize control of towns and cities. Rights group relying on contacts inside Iran says that at least 65 people have been killed since the unrest began in Tehran in late December over economic hardship, with the movement rapidly spreading nationwide. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Dubai.
Several international airlines have suspended or cancelled flights to and from Iran as nationwide anti-government protests enter third week, compounded by a near-total internet blackout and heightened security concerns. The United Nations Refugee Agency has said that more than 50 refugees fleeing fighting in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo have died in neighboring Burundi. The agency said last night of a total 53 deaths recorded, 25 people died due to a cholera outbreak, while 6 others died from anemia and other complications related to malnutrition. The UN said it was working with the Health Ministry and other partners to investigate the cause of the other deaths. It said more than 1 lakh Congolese have sought refuge in Burundi since fighting near the border intensified in early December and rebels seized the town of Uvira. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said he plans to meet with Danish officials next week to discuss the future of Greenland, a semi-autonomous Danish territory. Rubio's comments came after the Trump administration revived its push to acquire Greenland. He told lawmakers this week that President Trump plans to buy Greenland rather than invade it. While in an interview to a private media channel on Wednesday, Vice President J.D. Vance again declined to rule out the use of military force. Vance also echoed President Trump, who has repeatedly said that the island is vital for American national security and that Denmark is not doing enough to protect it. Meanwhile, the Danish Foreign Ministry said that it could not immediately confirm whether a meeting with Mr. Rubio would take place. In Pakistan, leading human rights groups today brought to light the extrajudicial killing of 2 innocent civilians across Balochistan by Pakistani forces. PANC, the Baloch National Movement's Human Rights Department, mentioned that the first civilian, a resident of TASP area of Panchgur district, was killed on Thursday. highlighting atrocities against Baloch civilians. Another human rights body, Baloch Voice for Justice, BVJ, today revealed that a minor boy, Rahi Baloch, was shot dead outside his shop in the Hoshab area of Kech district in Balochistan on January 5. The rights body described the brutal killing of the minor boy as part of an ongoing genocide against the Baloch civilians. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Thousands of firefighters battled bushfires in Australia's southeast today. Authorities said that the blazes have torn through more than 3 lakh hectares bushland amid a heat wave in Victoria state since the middle of the week. It added more than 130 structures, including homes that have been destroyed, and around 38,000 homes and businesses that were left without power due to the fires in Victoria. In a televised remark, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese expressed concern and said the nation faced a day of extreme and dangerous fire weather, especially in Victoria, where much of the state has been declared a disaster zone. Rural Fire Service said in New South Wales that several fires close to the Victorian border were burning at emergency level as temperatures hit the mid-40s Celsius. With the inauguration of the second Bailey Bridge, India continues its reconstruction efforts in cyclone-hit regions of Sri Lanka. More from our Colombo correspondent.
With the inauguration of the second Bailey Bridge, India continues its reconstruction efforts in cyclone-hit regions of Sri Lanka. Indian High Commissioner Santosh Jha said the opening also marks the formal launch of India's $450 million assistance package for rebuilding the island nation. India had provided 228 tons of Bailey Bridge material as part of its post-disaster assistance to Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu, enabling the rapid restoration of connectivity. The bridge is expected to significantly improve mobility, restore essential services, and support recovery in the affected upcountry region. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashvani News, Kandy.
The 53rd edition of the New Delhi World Book Fair 2026 opened today in New Delhi. The 9-day fair brings together over 1,000 publishers from more than 35 countries. The event was inaugurated by Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan. During his address, Mr. Pradhan said books are a carrier of knowledge that bridges generations, preserves the memories of civilizations, and gives direction to the society. He noted that in the digital age, the government's priority is to make knowledge accessible and inclusive.
In the digital age, our priority is to make knowledge accessible and inclusive, where language does not act as a barrier but becomes a bridge. In this spirit, initiatives like the National E-Library give practical shape to the Government of India's Digital India vision. By providing free access to e-books, the National E-Library not only expands availability for readers, but also encourages interaction and collaboration between readers and publishers. Through this platform, more than 6,000 free e-books will be available in over 23 languages, along with features such as text-to-speech.
The theme of the book fair this year is Indian Military History, Valor and Wisdom at 75. In badminton, India's campaign at the Malaysia Open Super 1000 ended today. Two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu bowed out of the tournament after losing the semi-final match against China's Wang Zhiyi 16-21-15-21 in Kuala Lumpur. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Anti-government protests continue across Iran as authorities escalate response. Several international airlines suspend or cancel flights to and from Iran. 53 Congolese refugees have died in Burundi amid cholera and malnutrition spread, says UN Refugee Agency. Australian bushfires raise homes, cut power to tens of thousands. Second Bailey Bridge opens in Sri Lanka as India steps up Sri Lanka recovery support under Operation Sagar Bandhu. And in badminton, India's two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu loses to China's Wang Zhiyi in semi-final match of Malaysia Open Super 1000 today. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.